From Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome to the podcast, which shines the spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship Services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and on this episode, I'm pleased to be joined by Demi Halstead. She's a recovery worker at Oak House, our 24-hour crisis service in East Lancashire. The service in Burnley was officially opened in 2018 by Alistair Campbell. Demi, thank you for joining me. First of all, tell us a bit about Oak House and what the service offers to people experiencing a mental health crisis.
So Oak House is a crisis house service. Guests can come to Oak House and stay for a maximum of 7 days and 6 nights. And while they're at the service, they get to receive crisis support. And that involves some crisis skills, you know, mindfulness, meditation. And it's really the aim of Oak House is kind of believing that everybody is entitled and deserve and worthy of a recovery journey, and that everybody deserves a person-centered kind of approach. So when a guest comes into the house, we're very big on ensuring that their support plan and their sessions are very tailored and centered to what they need. And because everybody's story and journey is so different, we tailor it all to kind of what they need. It's not as structured as some other services can be.
With the service users that you've seen come through, you must have seen some remarkable recovery journeys through your time with Richmond Fellowship.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the strength that comes from people, you know, such as symptoms that they're struggling with, you know, bits of psychosis and, you know, deep depression, and the strength that the people that we have coming through the service and the guests is actually remarkable.
And how many people does Oak House support?
So at one given time, we are a 5-bed crisis house service. So at any one given time, we'll have a maximum of 5 guests in the house. And obviously we've got that turnover of the 7 days. Due to the reason, so then we can access more and more people and give them more and more support as we possibly can.
And just tell us a bit about your job and what you do in Oak House.
So I'm a crisis recovery support worker, and my role is to look at each individual and support them in the best way that I can. I think most of the time, the key thing about being a crisis recovery worker is listening and not always having to understand, but being able to empathise with that person and put things in place that, because they're in a point of crisis, they're not able to see the other side of things at that moment. So it's being that person who's able to see the bigger picture for them and start to put some steps in place for them to get a better recovery.
And just like myself, you were a person we support before you actually started working for Richmond Fellowship. Just tell us a bit about your recovery journey.
Yeah, so I was a guest at Oak House coming around over about 3 years ago now. And the support that I received when I was a guest personally myself there was just unbelievable. I have a diagnosis of EUPD, which is kind of one of the most stigmatized diagnoses that we've got out there as among some others that we've got. And you face a lot of prejudgment and stigma to the point where I was rejected from quite a few other services due to my diagnosis, where at Oak House I felt welcomed and heard.
Obviously, having that lived experience, do you find that very useful when you're interacting with people we support?
It's very beneficial. I'm always mindful that I'm not them and they're not me. And I implement my boundaries to the best of my ability. However, it's kind of like a little superpower that you can really understand, you know, how they're feeling at different times, because you've been there, so you know how they're feeling. I've been through bits of abuse, homelessness, different things like that in my journey at being 27. So when we're having people that have come into the service that are facing things like homelessness or have been abused, it's kind of, I know the point of direction, what they need to do to start that journey. I can point them in the direction of the domestic violence services. I can point them in and support them a little bit with the housing needs, and put the things in place that they need to do to get a house again.
Also, I mean, you've touched upon some of the things that you've experienced. How are you now? Obviously, because you're now working for Richmond Fellowship, do you still struggle from time to time?
I still struggle from time to time, definitely. A recovery journey is a journey. Just because you're in recovery doesn't mean you're recovered. And always we'll have the ups and downs and struggles. And that's part and parcel of being in recovery. And I encourage a lot of my guests to try and accept that them facts, so that they're able to keep implementing the skills, keep up with, you know, counselling appointments, doctor's appointments, medications, and different things like that, because it's not going to go away with any sort of avoidance. And it is a lot of work when you're in recovery.
And finally, you must find your job very rewarding.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's any other job in the world that I could do. It's so rewarding.
Well, Demi, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you very much for joining me on Radio Sparky today.
Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you.
Radio Sparky.